name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us quieten ourselves before that word of God, which I shall read in Jesus' name from the beginning of chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say unto you, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. Amen. In the beginning, the Apostle Paul explains how a child of God should meet each another. It says in this way that the Apostle instructs believers into a godly life. The book of Romans is divided into two parts. The first part, up to here, talks about righteousness of faith, that what type of faith is acceptable unto God. And we speak of the righteousness of faith and righteousness of the law. And at the end, we speak, the books or the letter speaks about how we are preserved in faith and how a believer should live and should act during his life. How his faith is seen in his speech, his life, and every mode of his life. And we speak of righteousness of faith is a matter of the heart. And from a good tree, according to God's word, good fruit is born of. As believers, we often wish to see that our faith, that the fruits of faith would open also unto us, so that we could feel that we are believers. But often we experience this ourselves to being fruitless. And that we believe ourselves onto salvation. I have often rejoiced over this, that God's kingdom is not such a group that we look at only those who are successful, maybe the 10 best, and they become and they have salvation. But in question is this, that we can believe just as we are, as impossible as it seems. When a simple grace word is preached, the whole power of the suffering and death of Christ, who won over death and hell. And that's why today we can believe in God so much good that he wishes and wants to protect us in faith when we don't deny our faith. We wish in the bloody footprints of Jesus, believe. Here it says so beautifully, the apostle says that I beseech you, or I instruct you. I don't command, but I instruct you. This is of the love of a believing of believers to one another. When love being the biggest fruit or the first fruit in our heart, first fruit of faith, we can know one another. As the apostle says, we don't only know each other as an old person, but as a new person, even though we all are sinful, we can see each other as journeying towards heaven. We believe together with the hope of heaven. We are endeavoring here so that, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies and living sacrifice. And when it says, when I beseech you, he says, dear brethren, brother and sister, this is the most important way of reaching one another. When we have fallen into fault or sin, especially then, we approach with love and a pardoning heart. We approach each other. The church law of Christ is not such that has an order that, or that we take care of with a hard hand. But until the last moment, we show how God in his love and grace takes care of us so that we would remain in the kingdom of heaven when the enemy of the soul tries to take us from this kingdom. And says, through the merciful heart of God, here we speak of our own lacking heart, our weaknesses. But there is a heavenly mercy, or God's mercy, that helps us for our salvation, which Christ reconciled unto Christ. And we can, as dear children of God, be in this kingdom of children and breathe this grace air and embolden one another to be joyful, to endeavor and travel in faith towards the heavenly land. What does he beseech? That you would present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Jacob says very simply that faith without works is dead. And we have sometimes argued that was this righteousness of the law. But it is not this. But has God not affect us a change of mind when we have been able to believe our sins forgiven? Has not this love arisen towards God's kingdom and brother and sister when we have, through the grace of God, been able to be born into this kingdom and travel as children? Do we not have the desire to talk of this great treasure of God when we receive the grace of repentance? And even simply or childless, I remember when I told my friends in unbelief that I was able to believe my own sins forgiven, that don't you want to believe? But in my own life, I had to experience what is living in faith. When all the feelings of being reborn are behind. But this is also grace that we can believe by grace. At these services comes to mind how the Lord Jesus spoke unto Peter. And Jesus gave a duty unto Peter to feed and guide his flock. This is what Kingdom of God does. Feeds and instructs us so that we may believe in this dangerous times or hard times. And those in Zion, and those who are not part of this grace, God still calls them into his kingdom. Many have, in all weariness, battling when they have no more will. It is important that we also remind those who live amongst us, and remind them of the love and joy of God, of this grace that the carnal mind of people does not understand. In believing, it is not only that I can say I am a believer. In question is not that I ask the gospel from my own heart, or that I would be different, that I would be different from other people. But in question, we speak of our whole life. Jesus said in his farewell speech, "I am the road, life, and the way." Christ is our whole life. He is that road that we can journey in our life, where we can bless one another and become blessed. He is also that truth of which he says himself. That truth will make you free. We have become familiar with this, that people say, some people give hard truths and may lead us wrong, but this graceful truth makes us free. We know the hard truth has made much damage in this world when two different portions, and each one being right, there are but many bodies, as throughout history has been. So may God protect us from this hard truth, but that we would have the merciful truth when we ourselves have become partakers of this grace, that we would also be inviting and gracious unto others. And then it says, and be not conformed to this world, the enemy of soul comes towards us from different directions, trying to make us fall. He tries to deceive us, so-called left side sins. So that we would no longer be different from the world, nor believing in the kingdom. But our feet should be on the ground. Our feet are on the ground, but our heart is heaven bound. And the heart also gives us food to look how we should look at issues during this time, so that our heart would not be attached, so that our treasure would not be nothing upon this earth. We live in the midst of high standard of living, but so many of our close ones are living very difficult times. There's unemployment, recession, and sicknesses. These distress the mind and bring the power of life. Here, we need to be merciful before, when we picked 7 men to take care of Diakoni, I remember how the proclamation of God's word and doing good to one another, they traveled side by side. The apostle says, do good unto all, but especially unto those who are traveling in the same faith. Over time, traditions have changed. When we think of summer services, even a dress, the way we dress, the fashion has changed. Our way of living has changed. I remember when my father built a small house in 1948. We had an oil lamp. It is not bad that we accept these changes that are reality in our life. We rejoice over technology. That's all over the world. For all over the world, through technology, everybody can listen to the Word of God, listen to the forgiveness of sins, the sermon of the forgiveness, and many different issues, matters. Many things have changed and become more modern. And even in our work, and organizations have changed. And they shall change according to the times, locally and also more broadly, even in Christianity. But our heart should always be attached in the basis of our faith, the treasure of our Lord Jesus Christ, in that simple faith, childlike faith, so that we would keep hold of the righteousness of faith, this gift of righteousness, which is also the cleansing of our faith. We should also change in that way. In this most precious way. Renewing your mind that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect according to God. I think in this way, lacking. That here we are talking about the cleansing of faith. That if God could not every day cast away extra garbage that attaches onto us, this life of faith dims in our hearts. This is what it means, taking care of the heart, that God wishes his close ones take care of our hearts, that we would leave all that would bring us away from the love of Christ, so that in the light of the love of Christ, we could look at not only sin, but also such matters which are important in our life, but also but if these something becomes too important and is competition to our faith, we may become shipwrecked. But we wish that this treasure of faith would always be the most important in our heart. In this way, no matter what time we live, this renewing means this, that we become new, that every day we can, through grace, remain believing. Every day we would have a childlike mind and heart. I think in this way, as I get older, two things that have taught me, or I'd like to teach, that we would be preserved Sorry, the power went out here for a while. Came back on. We must remember to be friendly even to those who do not like that we are believers. I remember when I received the grace of repentance, my parents did not see this as a good thing. But later, God also gave my parents the grace of repentance, and I was able to rejoice with them. Rejoice in that until my parents received their reward. And it says here, the apostle says in this way that our faith and our confession of faith and our journey is in many ways lacking, that sin attaches and makes our journey slow. sin brings away, what grace brings. But the grace brings back that what sin brings away. For God has twice reconciled our sins. For that reason, when the enemy entices us into the world or into a law-like spirit, he tries to lead us astray in these two different ways. But in the middle, there is a road of life where we can securely travel as God's children. And it is that road that we are traveling. It is a narrow road, but it's nevertheless so wide that we are able to journey side by side and bless one another. I can also be blessing you, dear brothers and sisters. Believe with a believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Be comforted and believe all your travel sins forgiven. The Heavenly Father has prepared reconciled the sins for all people, even the sins of those who are no longer or who are not yet believing, and we pray that they would also receive the grace of repentance. There is room in the house of God. There's room, even if all the people would repent from their sins. For God has prepared this for all people when they accept this gospel and believe upon this treasure and believe in the power of a new life. Then the apostle says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Is it not true? We do not say it today as we used to, I feel like a weight on a net when you're fishing with nets. The weight, the bottom part of the net has to be heavier than the upper part, so the net stays down. Sometimes we feel we are like the bottom part of a net. We are part of the kingdom, but we feel like we are traveling on the side. And sometimes we feel that am I yet even believing? It has been said and written in this way. It is not enough that baptism is enough. This kingdom of children is marvelous, for there's always the forgiveness of sins. As Martin Luther said, "This is such a kingdom which unto me, unto all who believe, that every day we can believe through grace our sins forgiven." Have you not remembered, dear brother and sister, who battle against your own weaknesses and sins, and you think that am I yet believing? God has forgiveness. And this grace flows so low that everyone can reach this fountain and receive refreshment. That is why believe boldly, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. God has the desire to protect each child unto the destination. But we can think of ourselves. When we look at ourselves, when we look at ourselves through the reconciliation work of Jesus, for God so loved us, you and I, that he gave his only Son so that we would have life. This so much God loves you and I. Do not doubt, but believe and trust in the care of God. We may think many times in our minds. Some may become more important than others, or maybe feel that we are lower than others. But God has the power to lift those who are feeling down, and has the power to lower those who think they are on a hill. Maybe someone may be so depressed that they may have mental health problems. But we live in that kingdom where there is all types of fish that God cares for through his grace and mercy. Some may need professional help, and we should use this. But also, more important, the great doctor, Jesus Christ, wishes to take care of his own and says, for we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. We are many members in Christ, and everyone members one of another. In God's house, there are many gifts. There is not a giftless believer. It has been said, and it is true. We have the gift of faith, and the greatest gift is that of love. We do not always know each other in our heart, or what's in their hearts. To some, it may be important that a brother greets one another and emboldens, not knowing that that person may be in many difficulties, but a joyful greeting and a few words might give power, a lot power. For a word is not only a word, as the prophet said, that the word of God happened unto Jeremiah and others. God emboldened through the word, through the caring, comforting word, as it also speaks of the gospel. But when believers encourage one another in discussions or confession or even in normal conversation, that we notice that this brother is thinking of me and is carrying me, we may meet one another in a store, in the streets, or library, or anywhere, or walking in a park. For God sends the Comforter and him who is refreshing, and the Lord Jesus is as a third there in their midst, taking care with that blessing. And in this way, truly, there is no giftless person. for we can all live through grace and in faith. We also need different gifts that we approach another believer. Even at work, it is important, in school, etc., that we openly, we boldly embrace that we are who we are, and that we don't hide that gift of faith that we have. For we have been sent in the midst, to the midst of people, as an open letter of Christ, to bringing that message to the world. We don't only bring it through our own mouth, which is important, but we bring in the way we live, the way we live, and how happily we embrace other people, no matter if they are ungodly or be they self-righteous, no matter what they are, or other faith, other religions. It is important we have love towards the soul of that person. Then we are traveling for God. God also gives us words when we approach others. And even today, I'd like to send you an invitation. Be you here at services and internet or listening on the radio, that the Heavenly Father, through His love, is now approaching onto you and wishes to proclaim onto you that freeing, proclaim on you the freeing gospel. You can also believe your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And you can become as a free person into God's kingdom and travel in God's kingdom. And you also, brother and sister, in many ways, I rejoice, but also many times you are tempted and tried. We battle against our flesh and blood. The treasure in our heart is Jesus Christ, but there's always that corrupted flesh that we battle against. Do not doubt your salvation, but believe in all your sins forgiven, even those sins that you are embarrassed to think about, for even these sins Christ has cleansed. And we have that grace gift and confession, those name sins. We can also believe those forgiven. I remember a dear brother who has already slept away. When we spoke with him, he said, during the war, he went deaf in one ear, and he said it in such a good way that a confession ear is not to listen to what the other says, but that God hears that child wants to become free from those sins. And the most important is that he can hear that gospel, and that the Heavenly Father has freed him from these sins, and they could believe as a free grace child and he can continue journeying to his heavenly home. And in this way, we can remain believing, all sins, doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. I wish to ask that, can I also believe all sins forgiven? I wish to believe for I want to reach heaven as you do. In Jesus' name, amen.